What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think something is going on with the Chiefs is criminal, and I stand by that.
Okay.
I saw this stat yesterday from Josh Norris. 70.2% of Xavier Worthy's targets last season traveled 9 yards or fewer downfield. And I guess...
doesn't that speak to the whole offense last year?
But what's the point of drafting a guy with 4.21 speed if your plan is to throw him the ball 4 yards away? You're not taking advantage of his speed. And for years, I don't know, like, maybe it is the offensive line, admittedly. And we can talk more about the offensive line here in a little bit. Maybe it is. Maybe that's part of the issue. But I think part of the issue is that Andy Reid has seen some success in this dink and dunk short game, you know, trying to almost be like the Sean Payton, Drew Brees offense. I'm like, you got Patrick Mahomes, and you took a guy with 4.21 speed and Xavier Worthy. You have downfield threats. It is time to take some chances. Getting Xavier Worthy and then just giving him the ball 5 yards from the line of scrimmage is a waste in a lot of circumstances. And when I watch that, my initial instinct is push the ball downfield and see if maybe it goes a different direction. I feel like some of it is offensive line, but some of it is they've settled into it doesn't stop them from winning. It goes back to like the Andy Reid aggressiveness part where it doesn't stop them from winning. So like, why do I feel this need to like, try to push it with Xavier Worthy or try to push the ball down the field. And you're like, this team needs it. The offense has got to carry this team at some point again.
I think a couple things, though, with Worthy in particular, that stat, that percentage and the yardage. Let's not forget, for the first, let's estimate, 8 weeks-ish of the season, there was a clear disconnect on both Mahomes and Worthy's part. Mahomes, whether it's trust, I don't know, but Worthy would not have great spatial awareness, basically, on the field. He would be out of bounds. The foot would be out. He'd run too close to the sidelines. So there was that issue too.
Targets. I mean, they still count towards targets, even if you stand on the sideline.
Sure, but like some, but at some point, you know,
you lose trust.
Right. You lose trust. I think that was part of it. The question we're going to get an answer to this year is when all three are on the field: Brown, Rice, Worthy. When defenses have to account for all three, and this is what the Chiefs are at least banking on. We're going to find out if it works. It's why they weren't going out and signing big-time free agent wide receiver. They didn't spend a first-round pick on it or second-round pick on a wide receiver. They're banking that they had the right personnel at wide receiver. They just weren't all on the field at the same time for health reasons. And some of these guys, of course, have a track record of not staying on the field anyway. So that's the gamble that they are taking. But I think absolutely, as we saw in the Super Bowl, late, I understand, garbage time, you saw the potential of his skill set. While it was garbage time, the Eagles did not have like their third stringers in. There was still starters in, but it was just lack of, there wasn't the pressure in
sure.
that moment. My point is, that was a glimpse on Xavier Worthy down the field threat, what he could be this year. But I do think we have to recognize the first 2-3 months of the season last year, the deep shots just were not working even when Worthy got open. And it was both Mahomes and Worthy's issue. I think a lot of it was Worthy being a rookie and just having no real field awareness.
I give Andy a lot of credit for adjusting his NFL career. Why the hell hasn't he adjusted off of this this short passing game stuff that isn't working? The hitch routes to Travis Kelce, the swing plays, the end arounds. Like, I don't care which one it is. I've got 2 straight years of evidence, Gold, that it ain't there. It isn't going to work. And the only way it is going to work, Gold, is if exactly what I'm talking about. The ball goes down the field so that you actually can hand it off to someone 2 yards away from you and have a little space to operate. It is time to adjust off of this short yardage package game stuff that I would argue has not been successful for 2 consecutive years and has consistently like been setting them back.
Yeah, I mean, I think they would like to do what you're saying. I think some of it is they just have not been capable of doing it for a variety of reasons. Some of what we just mentioned with Worthy in the beginning of the season, not having guys consistently get open. And then it goes back to the left tackle problem and not consistently feeling comfortable in your tackles and trusting your tackles and being able to hold on the ball long enough for that to develop down the field. So there's not one simple answer to the question. I think we all have recognized the issues with the big play threats not being there. And that was the whole thing with the Super Bowl. Everybody wants to talk about the Super Bowl and say it was just the offensive line problem. Guys weren't getting – nobody was getting open in that game either.
No.
It was not just that, hey, the left side of the offensive line was leaking oil, to say the least. But there was not individuals like Brown or Kelce or Worthy getting open in that football game. So, yeah, some of it is not enough time. Some of it's scheme. Like, there's not one simple answer. We all, I think, acknowledged right after the Super Bowl – where was the coaching adjustment? So everybody has been to blame for that.
I'm saying you might need a scheme adjustment unless you're going to get the ball down the field. All that other stuff Andy likes to do that has worked previously in the NFL doesn't work unless you were actually a threat somewhere. And like, how do you have this guy? How's he not one of the threats?
Yeah, I mean, to say it didn't work. Like again, they're judged on a different scale because
offensively, I'm not saying from a winning.
Yeah, they're judged on a different scale because they obviously have won as much as they have. But I would say like, let's not act like they're 20th best offense in football or something like that. How do they get from 12th, 13th back to 5th? That's the leap, and the only way you see that leap is if obviously there's some explosive plays down the field. But acting like Patrick Mahomes doesn't want to throw the ball down the field is a bunch. I know you're not saying that, but like that'd be a bunch of crap, right? Like obviously he and they as a staff want to get the ball down the field. I only thing I push back on is this idea of like, you know, it hasn't worked. Well, it can always improve. It can get better. Yeah, it hasn't worked. I mean, they've won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years, and out of those 3 titles, it wasn't like the offense was connecting down the field left and right every single time. Remember, Tyreek Hill was only here for one of those rings.
Yeah, the last 2 years is where my issue has been in the design. And to a point of like, is it holding them back? No, because you have one of the league's best defenses, so you get to go to the Super Bowl both years and outside of that. But I would say any offense with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes that for the last 2 years ranks 14th is I'd be looking myself in the mirror very seriously. Because, yeah, their standard is not you went from 25th to 21st. You got Patrick Mahomes. You got to be better than that. You're only judged, in my opinion, on where you rank in the top 15. I don't even care what anybody after 15 does. I don't care about 16 through 32. They don't matter for this conversation. In the last 2 years, I don't feel like your offense has worked the way it should. Because you are one of the worst teams out of any of the teams you should be ranked amongst. Not the doldrums of the league, where you were certainly better than, especially going back to like where the offensive line was, the interior of the offensive line certainly is not some wretched disaster point that's causing an issue. And so that part of it, I'm really looking forward to, and I know that they care. I'm not saying Gold, it's not even that.
I mean, look at training camp.
They try to get the ball downfield. They had wide receiver injuries last year. I'm just tired of the hitches, swing routes, end arounds, and none of that stuff works unless you push the ball down the field. I'm not against it in general. I'm against it currently.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I think that was part of their plan, and we saw it in training camp. How many times will we be doing shows up there last year, and then we'll be up there here before we know it? And Worthy in particular, but also Rashee Rice. It was nothing but shots down the field, nothing but that. And then early in the year, Worthy was still a rookie, And then Rashee Rice got hurt, you know, quarter of the way into the week four game, I guess it was, against the Chargers. And then at that point in time, Worthy had to become more of an underneath guy. Travis Kelce was asked to be the focus of the offense again. That was never, and this is where we're going to all find out if it pans out, but they, I think, last year went in with Rice being the focal point of the offense, and he got hurt, and so it changed everything. So this year you go in with the same personnel at wide receiver / tight end, and if they're on the field together, they're banking on, like, they had the right personnel. They just did not have them available, and so that changed the entire scheme and play. And teams could play them differently. So go ahead, Drew.
I was going to say it definitely feels more schematic because I think, you know, consensus wise, we would say I'll use the Houston Texans as the example here because I looked some stuff up. Houston Texans offensive line, I think we would all say struggled last year. They were not very good.
Yeah.
They averaged 8.1 inner yards per attempt. The Chiefs were dead last in the league at 6.2. In terms of total inner yards, the Texans were fourth in the league with a bad offensive line. In air yards, the Chiefs were in the bottom five. So I think it's more of a schematic thing where, like, even like Rashee Rice is the focal point of the offense, but Rashee Rice is that guy that's the possession wide receiver. Like, he's not running deep down the field often anyway. So their focal point being Rashee, I feel like, and Travis Kelce, they're limiting themselves in terms of depth per target because of the focal point. They're going to run through the guys that
go 8 yards down the field instead of four.
No, but I'd push back though and say, like, I don't think, other than maybe when you had Tyreek Hill, I don't think any, if we're talking about like the focal point of an offense, I don't think anybody's focal point is 50 yards down the field. You don't build your offense off of just taking, you know, shots 30 yards down the field. You have to have the ability to consistently have, you know, mesh routes or whatever it may be. And Rice is more of a possession type receiver anyway. So, like, I get what you're saying, Drew. I think a lot of it, though, like, heading into this year, Rashee Rice should be the focal point of the offense again.
Agreed.
He absolutely should be. That doesn't mean that they're not trying to get opportunities down the field. I think the key is he's the focus of the offense, and that should open things up for Worthy down the field. And last year they just didn't have that because obvious reasons. Rice was no longer available, and then they were asking Kelce to do that, and it was not the same player in that role that he had been before. And then you were still talking about a rookie and Worthy being asked to do that. We all know Hollywood Brown was already out for the season. So I want to see what it looks like when Rice, Worthy, and Brown with Kelce are all available and see if their actual plan – I don't think we ever got to see their actual plan.
No, that's fair. Yeah, we didn't. I mean, I can't really make an argument for we didn't get to see it because at this point – no, there's no indication of it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.